podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? To find your MO, tap now. Or for information on safe travel, come see me at visitmo.com.
Leeds United 2, Everton 2. Look on the bright side, the Toffees go second. Been a couple of games in, but, you know, we'll take what we can. I'm joined tonight by Matt Jones, Lyndon Lloyd and Dave Downey. Bit of a strange one, that, for me. It's like, before the game, probably would have taken a 2-2 draw. But to get pegged back like that, it's a bit frustrating. Matt, what were your thoughts on it?
Shame, really, mate, yeah. I probably would have taken a draw beforehand. So, from that point of view, pretty content with it. You know, the first 20 minutes was a bit terrifying for me today. Well, I thought it was going to be terrifying because I thought it'd be quite feral in there, and you know, the way in which they play would have caused us a few issues, but I think we did okay without doing brilliantly. And then, like you said, I think we ultimately scored our two goals after we probably played some of our best footy, and it looked like we were going to kick on, but unfortunately we didn't. But some bad moments, obviously. You know, Michael Keane, I'm sure we'll talk about him. He's had another shocker there, really, hasn't he, for that first goal. Yeah. Not really much you can do about the second one. Really good play, scored a really good goal. But, overall, I thought we were okay. I thought 25 minutes after our time is the most sensible spell of football I've seen Everton play for a while, I think, in an away game with fans in the stadium. So, some good signs. Could have won it, didn't win it, but I'm sure their fans probably coming out the ground saying exactly the same. So one of those games where you take the point, you move on, and you try and take the positives from it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Lyndon, just thinking about that, like, I think, well, you know, me and Matt certainly thought the first 20 minutes it would be backs to the wall, but it didn't really play out like that. It was sort of like the second 20 minutes of the first half, sort of Leeds came into it. What did you think of Everton's first half performance overall? I mean, I thought he managed the game pretty well.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too bad at all. I think we were all expecting to be under the cosh for those first 20 minutes. And obviously Leeds dominated possession, as you'd expect. I think at one point it was like 75% of the ball that they had. But we were managing it pretty well. And the thing that that impressed me was that we weren't sort of sitting back too much. And there were fears, you know, when Benitez came in that he was going to be really defensive. And I haven't seen that so far. And I was really pleased that, you know, our complaint last season under Ancelotti was we're continually going backwards, but today we look to go forwards, and we had, you know, that really good that chance by Damari Gray. I think it was about just before with the penalty, I think, where he put that cross in for Dom, which he just almost got to. And you know, we were creating our own things, and then obviously the penalty puts us ahead. So first half, fine. The mistake by Michael Keane, you know, if it was shades of last week. If we could have got to halftime, then maybe it's a different game. But I think it was a decent performance in the first half overall.
Yeah, like Dave, will come to you too. We'll get stuck into Michael Keane's mistake there. It wasn't as glaring as last week against Southampton. It was just dead basic. He'd stepped up too far, totally misread the flight of the ball. And it's two mistakes in two games that have cost us, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, I think some of it was really good. Some of it was better than I thought it would be. But then there's other parts of it which I thought were really amateur. When you look at some of it later on, I think there's some serious issues with Michael Keane at the moment. I think, you know, he's going through one of those spells where, you know, there's a lot of different parts of every time he plays that just aren't helping him whatsoever. And I don't know, I think, you know, he was struggling a lot during that game, and he looked to me like he was the one that they sort of pushed on a little bit, I think, as the game went on. Do you know something? I'd have taken a draw at the start of the game. I think it's a decent point to go away from, but then when we go ahead twice of the game, it's a bit disappointing that we didn't carry on, we didn't go in front twice, and we didn't keep it, and we didn't escape with the 3 points, really. Some of the stuff was really nice. We played some really good stuff that I wasn't expecting us to do whatsoever. I think I think they, the way in which Leeds play, I think help you out a lot in terms of how you know the way you're carrying on in a game. I think you're always going to have a chance in games and stuff like that. And by and large, I thought we did really well. And we probably should have scored more than the two goals we had. I think I'm disappointed that we didn't get the 3 points. I am. Although we didn't get beat, that is a bonus, and taking 4 points in those first two games is quite nice, given how we felt going into this game. But to go in front twice, yeah, a little bit disappointed that we didn't go away with the 3 points.
Yeah, you kind of think if you go ahead once and you get pegged back and it's a mistake, then you go ahead twice, you kind of think, don't want to get pegged back now, just sort of see this game out, maybe push on for another one. And we did have other chances, but we'll come back to that in a bit. Did anyone see the penalty, by the way? Because my stream froze 3 times as Calvert-Lewin was about to hit that ball, and I've still no idea what it was like.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it back since, and I can't believe the amount of fuss there was over what I think was one of the most blatant penalties you could ever wish to see.
Is there not a case to say it was a red card as well?
Well, I saw Mike put that on Twitter, didn't he? And I think it's Neil Abraham, obviously, I think we all follow on Twitter as well, saying about the rules say if it's, you know, denial of a clear goal scoring opportunity where the defender's not going to play the ball, then it should be a red card. And, you know, he's clearly not trying to play the ball there, is he? You know, he's got two hands on Dom and just dragged him back because he's ahead of him. So, essentially, could have been a red card, yeah. But I just couldn't believe all the faffing over it. And, like, I was staggered he didn't give it on the field, like, initially, as the first decision. Yeah. And then all the cry-outs from the Leeds players and, you know, all the fans and stuff. So, I mean, there's some great photos, isn't there, from that that have been doing the rounds of Dom, you know, showing his name off and all their fans losing the plot. I've seen a video of a fella behind the goal rubbing his stomach to try and put Dom off, but he slots it, doesn't he? But, you know, good that he's on penalties, isn't he? Because as much as, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about he should have scored a couple more today. You know, he's centre-forwards, played 2 games, not played that well, but he sat there two and two now, and that's nice for him, I imagine, to be sat there feeling like that.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, is because had he not been on that penalty, he would have been like, he'd come out of that game thinking, I should have scored there, and then that's the sort of thing that can get into a striker's head. Potentially, he's had 2 really good opportunities there, he's not scored. As it happens, he scored a penalty, so he has got his name on the score sheet. Lyndon, what did you make of DCL's performance there?
I think it was pretty good on the whole, but I think that chance that would have made it 3-1, I think that's the one that's going to come back to haunt us. Because, you know, if we go 3-1 ahead, I think we can see the game out. It's just one of those instances where he's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. He needs an instinctive finish. Lift it over the keeper, you know. That's the thing that I was just saying. Why didn't you just lift it over the keeper? He often tends to go, you know, try and slide it through or under the keeper. And on this occasion, obviously, it's the wrong decision. But I mean, on the whole, it was good. He didn't get much change out of the defenders. I think he didn't win as many of the aerial battles as he normally does. And yeah, apart from that one instance in the first half where Gray almost finds, we didn't really have that many opportunities. But you can't complain really about his performance. I think Gareth Southgate's probably looking at that penalty and putting his head in his hands going, why didn't I put Dom on at the end of that time in the Euros? Because I mean, he's got, you know, the penalties that he's taken, I think he's scored them all, hasn't he? He's pretty pretty deadly from the spot. Even with that short run-up, I was like, oh Christ, he's going to miss this. But no, it was a really good penalty. And I agree with Matt. I couldn't believe how long it took them to make that decision. I can't believe that the VAR didn't just tell him that it's Stonewall, that he had to eventually go to the monitor. Good penalty. And
It was strange, wasn't it, that he went to the monitor and the VAR, is that a thing this season? Can VAR just say, look, it's a penalty? Or is the
rest? They're literally trying to speed things up, aren't they? That's one of the things that felt like a moment where, I don't know if it's just because it was Leeds and, you know, it was their fans are all fuming, you know, and they wanted to be absolutely sure of it or not. But,
yeah,
you know, it just seemed absolutely blatant. But, yeah, his run-up was a bit weird. It sort of caught me by surprise a little bit. I was like, oh, God, he's took it. And I was like, didn't even realise. But, you know, I still don't think he's quite fully fit as well, isn't it? I think the manager's spoken this week about him still nursing that toe injury and just trying to get him through. And maybe that's why we're not seeing the all-action version of Dominic Calvert-Lewin. But, you know, he's 2 goals in 2 games. It's, you know, decent return, albeit he should have had a few more today.
Yeah, it's what you want from your striker, isn't it? And ultimately, we did sort of ride out that first half without too much trouble. Really, again, it's a, feels a little bit like last week, whereby we sort of gave them the goal and we didn't really need to. And need that. And my stream was a bit up and down in the first half. I don't recall them doing that much to sort of get into us. So moving on to the second half, Damari Gray, who's he's had a couple of good weeks at Everton. I think Dave, what did you make of his goal? Did you think it had gone? Have you seen his goal?
It was really interesting. You know, there were players in the game where, you know, I thought some of them played really well when I didn't think they were going to play well for us, and there were players who I thought were going to be better, and they actually weren't. I mean, I think we need to give a bit of a decent recountment of how well what's his bloody name?
Greg.
No, not Greg.
Marcel Brands. Marcel Brands.
One of the lads.
He went off towards the end of the game. He played really well, and I thought he was actually he needed a lot of a lot of positive from what he said. To me. Yeah, exactly. I thought so much of what we played towards the end of the game, I thought we did really well, and it impressed me quite a lot, to be honest. I didn't think we'd be as good as we were. You know, I think when players come on, when what's his bloody name? I'm forgetting about his name. I've lost the ball. Someone else carry on. I've got my notes written. Hang on.
Who are you talking about here?
I don't know. Anyway, the game.
Alex.
Awobi.
I actually thought he did really well, and he deserves, I think, you know, some decent stuff from us. I think he was decent for most of the game.
Do you know what worries me about this, though? It feels like we're going to go through another 6 months of the manager especially, and possibly us going, do you think he might turn out okay? Could he be all right?
Yeah.
Ultimately, he probably won't be. But it's just like he's got that sort of new manager bounce a little bit. But that ball he played through to Calvert-Lewin, by the way, that was a stunning ball. And as you said before, Lyndon, he should have buried that. But battered Damari Gray. Put us in front with a cracking finish. Matt, did you think the chance had gone?
Yeah, mate, I did, yeah. I think the defender and the goalie did as well, which is sort of why it ended up in the back of the net. Do you know what's nice? Like, I wasn't too excited when we signed him, and, you know, I'm happy that he's absolutely proven me wrong so far. But what's good and what we always do as fans is that when, you know, a club signs a player and they start the season well, we're always sat here on these shows after we've had a bad result going, oh, why didn't we go and sign him?
Yeah.
I reckon there's probably fans of so many teams around the country today who've had a bit of a shit result who are going, oh, that looks like a great bit of business, that.
Yeah.
Why weren't we for Damari Gray? You know, there'd be Newcastle fans fuming, going, why didn't we go and sign him after they've just been beat at Aston Villa? You know, there'd be Crystal Palace fans and you know, Norwich fans who've been beaten today. Dave obviously doesn't agree with me, he's just got off. but, you know, he's just so bright, isn't he? Just so bright. And I think what I like about him, and obviously it's early days and he's clearly in a new club and he's getting a bit of a bounce from that. But even if he tries something and it doesn't come off, he'll go again. You know, he's not scared of losing the ball or making mistakes. And, you know, I'm not really sure that's something that Benitez will be overly happy with sometimes, but he seems like a fearless character who's got a lot of belief in his own ability. I'm just glad he didn't absolutely destroy his knee with that knee slide, because when I saw it, I thought, oh my...
Yeah.
You know, how Everton would that... I sort of saw Ben Godfrey having a laugh about it on social media, wasn't he? But knee side aside, God, I can't say that quickly. Knee side slide aside, he was brilliant. Yeah, looks like a really good pickup, doesn't he?
Yeah, I just think maybe we need to cool our jets a little bit, because the commentator sort of pissed on our chips a little bit. He said he's been involved in 3 goals at Leverkusen and all 3 goals were in the first 3 appearances. So we might just have one more game out of him. But even so, 1.5 million, Lyndon, you cannot argue with that, can you?
No, you can't. And you know, we were moaning last season, or at least I was, about the fact that we just had no pace and no one willing to just run directly at a defender and not try and go through him like Richarlison does, but just go around him. And that's what Damari Gray offers you. And it's such an outlet. I mean, even if he doesn't end up doing anything himself, it just causes mayhem and defenses and it creates chances. And so, I mean, yeah, 1.5 million, you can't argue with a signing like that. And I think he was saying this week that he felt that he didn't really, wasn't able to do himself, to do justice to himself at Leicester over the last couple of seasons that he was there, because he just wasn't in the team. And, you know, if he keeps playing the way he is, then he's going to get a run of games in ours. And hopefully that we'll get more out of him, just the three games.
It's nice for him to have that. I think it's nice for him to have that sort of moment, the away fans as well, isn't it? You know, the goal that puts you ahead, and you can do the knee slide, well, the knee stumble in front of the team, I call it. And sort of, you know, everyone together, you know, and already he's got people singing his name there. It's, you know, a very straightforward song, but it's a song. And, you know, he's had that moment with the fans. He scored a really important goal at a big ground. He's got a song. He's, you know, played really well, got an ovation going off today. You know, it's all good so far. And I think what I quite like about him as well is, I think we've seen across the two games already that, you know, he obviously played through the middle, didn't he, for a bit against Southampton before being moved to the left, and he played primarily off the left again today. But he's popping up all over the place, isn't he? You know, there are times in that Southampton game where he's getting the ball in the middle, driving forward. He scampered away down the right-hand side today and put that cross in for Dom, didn't he? Which Dom was an inch away from getting away from and scoring. And then his goal today comes from the left where he, you know, you think, you sort of, in my head, when you think of Damari Gray, you think of a player who cuts inside and tries to whip shots and crosses him with his right foot. And the fact that he's gone on the outside and dug one out with his left foot is not really something I thought he had in his locker. So, yeah, really encouraging start from him.
Yeah, I think the good thing as well is you're looking, if we are playing, it's not really a 4-2-3-1 because you have two up front, but it's a very sort of fluid front 3/4, isn't it? In that sort of attacking area. If you've got players you can just interchange and swap, like him and Richarlison swap, or you can swap out onto the right, the left, play down the middle, it's a nightmare for defenders. And you can kind of see that's what was putting Leeds on the back foot a bit today. I think that was the thing that impressed me most. It, as I said before, the game ebbed and flowed, which you don't necessarily think it's going to against Leeds. You kind of expect a bit of an onslaught for the best part of 90 minutes. Now, the possession stats were 70-30 Leeds, but all the other stats were pretty much in our favour. And I think to go away to that game, you can't sort of underplay the importance of the fact that it was their first Premier League game in 20 years or something with fans in. That was a massive, massive day for them. And it's the sort of day where in the past, Lyndon, Everton would probably just roll over a pretty nifty 3-1 defeat. You know what I mean? We'd probably get one back in the last couple of minutes, consolation. But it was different, wasn't it? And I think these last two games have felt different from the last 12 months, say.
I just think we're a better team than we looked for most of last season. I think we're a better team than even Ancelotti was prepared to admit or prepared to believe. I think there's a lot more belief among the players. You can see that again about how they want to get forward rather than just, you know, passing back all the time. And I think there was a moment in the last 15 minutes where I thought, you know, they could get another one here, and then it's, you know, here we go, same old Everton. But I think on the whole, it was a good performance. I think the defending for the second goal was pretty sloppy as well. I don't like Dean and Coleman kind of got in each other's way. It's cracking finish. I mean, that Rafinha is a really good player. But yeah, on the whole, you go away from home. Like you say, first game back, I'd actually forgotten the fact that this was the first game, their home game with fans in the Premier League for, you know, a couple of decades. And it was huge. I mean, they were clearly up for it. For some reason, still doing the your shit ah thing with the goalkeeper. I thought that had gone years ago. But, you know, they were enjoying themselves. And away games are now real away games again now. You know, it's not like last season. I think anytime you can take a point away from home is a decent result, particularly against a team as attacking as Leeds are. So some concerns in defence. But I'm encouraged by the fact that we're just willing to have a go. You know, and we have players capable of creating chances, scoring goals. And I think at times, particularly at home last season, we just didn't have the belief under Ancelotti. And so if this is how we're going to be going forward and we can make a couple of, really positive moves in the market before the deadline, then I think it could be a decent season.
I think Lyndon's made a really important point there about how different away games are going to be this season with fans in, and sort of that sensation of actually being under pressure and being smothered by the opposition and by, you know, the fans sort of putting pressure back on you. Because that, if you think back to last season, I'm not trying to rewrite history or anything here, because we were good at times away from home last season, but we didn't really play on the counter-attack away from home. We just played in bits and pieces away from home, got results, and then we did hang in by sitting deep and defending. And that's fine to do when you're in an empty stadium, but when you've got, you know, 40,000, 30,000, however many thousand people, you know, all over you and jeering every mistake you make and roaring on their lads to try and get something. It's completely different. And yeah. I think Everton, I think what was good, I think, today about the last 10 minutes is even though they had a lot of the ball and there was that sense of things building, it never really reached the point of we are hanging on massively here because I think in Gray, we had an outlet on the break. I think Townsend, when he came on, you know, that one where he drives through the middle, gets up the pitch, gave us an outlet. The Corey gave us an outlet as well. It's lads who can carry the ball up the pitch and just let you have a big deep breath as a team. And I don't think last season, even though we got by, when we were sort of, you know, asphyxiated by the opposition, this time we were sort of able to just have little breaks in the game. And in the end, in the last few minutes, it was actually us who had the best the chances, wasn't it? But you think about that Richarlison shot that just goes wide. The Corey's deflected shot that just goes wide. Keane
has Coleman's effort.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to even call that a chance. but you know, Keane's header as well, you know, which is, you know, we get something on it. The keeper makes a save from, you know. And we retained the threat throughout. And that's positive. It wasn't just sort of existing in the you know, our own final third and trying to just head it and kick it away and, you know, get back into our shape, which worked last season. But it's probably less likely to work this season when you're in a ground that's full and there are 40,000 people baying for a mistake and baying for their team to score a goal.
Yeah, it's going to be a completely different game this season, isn't it, to what we saw last season? That's a really good point about the last 15. Once they'd equalised, which as you said, Matt, it was just a very good goal from a very good player. But Lyndon, I agree with you as well. I think Dean and Coleman kind of got a bit mixed up. And I can't stand defenders. I know everyone does it because the risk of handball, putting the hands behind the back when they're defending. It's another thing to think about when all your thoughts should be closing that ball down. If you've got to think, right, I've got to get my hands behind my back, the milliseconds count in that situation. It just does me head in a bit. But anyway, I think to hang on, and as you say, not just hang on in that last 15 minutes when they would have been well up for it. It's a point in the game as well whereby Leeds, like, mad fitness that team has got can come into its own. Again, it's another thing that we've had two good second-half performances pretty much the last 2 weeks, which is probably testament to maybe getting the players a bit fitter because we've not had that for years. Lyndon, what do you reckon? Do you think there is something in that maybe we are just getting a bit fitter and we can manage games a bit better now because we're not going to be on the back foot in the second half like we have been?
I hope so. I mean, it's obviously we've had concerns about fitness over the last couple of seasons, and yeah, the first games of the season are always sort of trying to find your way in and get, you know, get your fitness back and get your sharpness back. And I mean, looking at my notes, after Leeds scored, I don't think they had another chance, and so that's you know, it's testament to fitness, to belief, and yeah, so you know, a point away from home. Yeah. Good result.
Yeah, Dave, you back with us?
I am back with you. Yeah, I've hopped on my phone. That's why there's no screen because it's just completely crashed. So, a bit like Everton's back for today, really, to be honest.
But... it's a bit hard.
I tell you what, Dave, I'll come to you on this then. Did the Bamford Mina scrap the whole game? Delta, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought it was quite fun, wasn't it? It's a bit of a throwback. I quite like Bamford and Mina, I think, just likes to have a laugh, doesn't he? As long as he's not causing any harm in terms of giving away a penalty or yellow cards or anything like that, I think we're in the realm of it being quite friendly, really. And yeah, it was a bit of fun, I thought. It was nice. It was all game long as well, wasn't it? They were sort of bickering at each other and stuff like that. So as long as the ref wasn't doing anything crazy and blowing up and saying it's a pen and stuff, I'm all for that. But I tell you what, Les, I know you'll have discussed this whilst I was away for a second, but I tell you what, I'm really, really gutted that we didn't take 3 points from that game, because I thought at times Leeds were sitting ducks for us, and I thought at times the back four, particularly for their first equaliser, seemed to part like the Red Sea at times. I've no idea what Michael Keane was doing for large parts of the game. I thought Mina was slightly better. You look at Luca Dean, seemed to lose his head quite a lot as well in that left-back slot. And then you've got Seamus Coleman trying to put it in the top corner with his left foot from 30 yards. I mean, it just lacked that little bit of discipline, because I think everyone else is pretty all right. Yeah. I thought midfield was fine.
Do you not think that's going to happen, though, Dave? Sorry,
Matt, go on.
Do you not think that's going to happen, though, just by people are back in stadiums again, and there's going to be a bit of a rush, and there's going to be that extra bit of adrenaline, isn't it? I think it might take them a bit of time to sort of get used to that, and we might see a bit more. You know, I was watching Liverpool Burnley before, and it was quite similar. You know, just petulance all over the place. I think players are just getting a bit too revved up because there's fans back in.
No, I get that, and I think that is a mitigating circumstance. I think you're right, but I was frustrated at the lack of discipline at times, particularly with the back two for most of the game, particularly Keane as well. I mean, that was quite frightening the way he's been. And look, I think I've seen a lot of people on Twitter sort of talking about the fluctuation in his form as different seasons go by. You can't ever point to like a block of like three or four seasons where he's been really good or he's been somebody you put in, you can rely on. I thought he was quite lucky. He got away with quite a bit today, I thought, with Keane. I think that is right. I think when you look at how vociferous that crowd was at times, Ellen Road, it was a pretty daunting fixture for us, I think, being the first side that goes to Ellen Road with fans in the last 18 months, haven't played a Premier League game in front of a crowd yet, with the exception of Man United last week for the opening game. I think with all of that bundled into one, you do think that's a decent point. Because I thought I was impressed with a lot of the lads that they didn't fold in such a cauldron. Because that, I imagine, obviously, I don't think anything that we saw on our screens won't have done the crowd and the atmosphere anywhere justice for how big it would have been for a lot of these lads to overcome. And a lot of them passed it with flying colours. I will pay tribute to them for that reason. It's just there were glaringly obvious times in that game where I thought we can put this to bed. Calvert-Lewin has a great chance when we're 2-1 up. There are times when we attack and people have decided to take on, you know, a 20-odd yard pot shot rather than sort of slide someone in. Thought Richarlison was quite disappointing as well. If you get a tick out of him today, I think Everton win that game comfortably. I have a few regrets from that game. To come away 4 points in the first two games, I think is probably a little bit better than a lot of us thought would have happened so far this season, given that we've signed no one and, you know, it doesn't look like we're going to have any more players coming in towards the end of the window.
I think if we're going to be critical, you can probably pin some of that on Calvert-Lewin because he probably should have scored one of those chances.
Why he doesn't dink it, Les? I have no idea why he doesn't dink that when it gets played.
Yeah, Lewin said that before.
I tell you something, Alex Iwobi was really good today. In large parts of this game, I thought he was really good. And it is him, isn't it, who puts Calvert-Lewin through. He puts it on a plate. Yeah. And the way in which he plays it, when he first hits it, my first inclination is, oh, he's hit that too hard. Calvert-Lewin's going to be stretching. But because he does put like a quite heavily weighted pass, which in the end, really, on the replay, it looked perfect to me because it makes his mind up for him. He's got no space to take on another touch. It's literally a one-touch finish that he needed to apply. And he just didn't. He needed to dink it. He needs to put his foot over it, underneath the ball, so it just goes over. Melier, who's running out and trying to smother him, but he hits it straight at him, doesn't he? I think that's where, you know, Dom probably puts the game to bed if he pulls that off.
He had a very similar chance against them in that fixture last season. They need to make a free one. Mm. He was more through on goal that one. He hits it straight to the keeper in that one as well. But you know, I think we all know that's the glaring area of his game. He's got to improve. Yeah. Where the ball's in front of him and he's bearing down on the goalkeeper. You know, is he able to just be cold in those situations?
Yeah, because clinical.
Where he's best is just getting on the end of things, isn't it? And I think that the first one is saved, isn't it? And I'm not really too, because if it's a cross flashed across, your forward should go the near post, you just try and get anything on it, and he gets it on target. Didn't go in today, the keeper saved it. Last week against Southampton, keeper didn't save it, went in. But I think that other one where you've got a bit of time to pick your spot. And
yeah,
I see a lot of people saying he should have dinked it, maybe he should have just wrapped his right foot around it. But, you know, he's still developing, isn't he? And that can be a cause for concern, obviously, today. And we can be disappointed about it, but we can sit here and say if he gets that 50% better, then he's going to score a lot more goals. Just one player I do want to mention before we wrap up, but, you know, ask people for man of the match shouts there in the comments on YouTube. If you've got any thoughts on that, just leave us a message. Obviously, a lot of people are saying Damari Gray, but I thought Decore was magnificent again today.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And I think, you know, when we have pre-season conversations about lads who are going to be better in full stadiums, you know, I think we talk about Richarlison, players of that ilk, you know, he's not really the sort of character that I thought would, you know, he's quite measured and quite seems quite calm, and you just sort of feel like he'd get on with his business regardless. Yeah. But having people back in the stadium again just seems to give him an extra lift. He was second half again, in particular today, just drove us on time after time, carrying the ball, quick feet in midfield. Obviously, plays a nice pass through to Gray for his goal as well. He's he started the season in great form, got a goal, got an assist, and been our best player, I think, over the course of the first two games.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say, I'd be keen to get all your thoughts on Alan, to be honest, because to me, he was a little bit Jekyll and Hyde in the game. You never get less than 100% from him, but I just wondered how you guys thought he performed today, because I thought if he matched the Corey a little bit, if he was able to sort of work a little bit better alongside the Corey, I think we go on and win the game quite comfortably. But what did you guys think of him today?
I think he is a bit Jekyll and Hyde.
I
think you rarely get 100% performance from him, but you always get 100% commitment. I like the way that he is driving forwards now, whereas again last season he would just immediately turn backwards. Doucouré is clearly reveling in being instructed to go box to box to support the attack. He wasn't doing that nearly enough, I think, over the second half of last season. So I think I was going to mention Doucouré as the standout player, and I think he was. Alan, he's unpredictable, but he's a terrier, and I like that about him.
Yeah, and still no room for him, Tom Davis, as well, which, there's a little bit of a concern. I thought we'd have seen him a bit more over the first two games.
It is for me. But yeah. I think he should play right back, but that's another story. But yeah, I just think going back to Alan, I think, I think he's going to be a Jekyll and Hyde player. I don't think you're ever going to get a 9 out of 10 from him. I think it's always going to be about a 6 because he's got a 7 because he's going to do a lot of things right. But sometimes I just don't think he's got the legs to catch up with the game.
Yeah, he
can get caught a little bit short, which is why if Gbamon is the player that we're hoping he is after 2 years waiting for him to turn up, I think the sight of him and Doucouré in midfield is very exciting.
Yeah,
I think with Gbamon, he's potentially, he can do the same job as Alan, but he's bigger, stronger, hopefully fitter. He's got 5 years on him, so it's kind of like I'm very excited to see that partnership. Really, I don't want to see Alan dropped for no reason, but I think if those two players are fit and Gbamon is the player we hope he is, I think that could be a really exciting partnership. That
I thought he was a bit better today than he was against Southampton. I mean, it was a hard job today because we had two in there against their three, and it's not just their three. Phillips came back into the side; he's a really good player, and then the other two lads are just. They're all dead energetic, aren't they? They just leg it round. And if you're a central midfield two playing up against that trio, it's going to be a hard game for you. And I thought he was much better today, in fact, than he was against Southampton. By no means brilliant, but, tracked run as well, broke it up a little bit more on the edge of the box, seemed to use the ball a little bit better too. So, long term, I don't think you can play him in a two. We said since we signed him, he should be one of the three and not the deepest of that three, really. But
yeah.
I thought he was better today in what was a tough job, to be fair. And him playing better, I think, allowed Doucouré to sort of do what he did in the second half as well. But sort of to keep an eye on, I think, over the course of the season.
Yeah, and hopefully we have got options. As you said, Dave, Tom Davis is kicking around doing nothing. We saw last season that he can do a job in that sort of six role. Just to wrap up then, overall, I think it was a pretty decent performance, all told. Leeds got spanked at Man United last season. They would have been stinging from that. That would have been part of the team talk. Let's not mess up again this week. First home game, the whole occasion and all that. I think to come out with a pretty comfortable 2-2 draw, because I don't really think we felt under threat too much in that game. So, overall, looking at it quite objectively, it's disappointing that you get pegged back twice. But for me, 2-2, 4 points from the first two. Second in the league. I'd take that, Lyndon. What do you reckon?
Yeah, totally agree. Disappointed not to win. I think we had the chances. I think the defending was a little sloppy for both their goals. But early days, take the point and try and do better at Brighton next time out.
Yeah, Dave?
I'm a little bit torn again. I think they keep saying Jekyll and Hyde. That's how I've felt about all this so far. I just can't help that niggling feeling that we've let them off the hook today against Leeds. And you know, 4 points from the first two games, I would have beat your hand off. I think all of us would probably say that right now, even with the opposition that's a little bit more favourable than what it could have been in our first few. I've been impressed with how Benitez has set us up. I don't think he could have done more. Would have liked to have seen Moyes Keane there just to mix things up and give them a little bit more of a problem towards the end of the game. I think the way in which we played as well, because we did keep it on the deck quite a lot more than I thought. There wasn't anywhere, I don't know if you guys agree, but there wasn't anywhere near as much as there was last week playing long balls all the time. There was a little bit more focused possession. There was a little bit more playing through the midfield, and that's where you rightly say about Decore, all of you, that's where he really shone, because he was able to pick it up. He was able to turn. And I tell you what, I think the likes of Calvin Phillips, Harrison, all of those midfield players they had there, will come off just blowing chunks after that game, because he gave them the run around. And that to me is really, really promising. And I think we're in a good position. We're in a much better place than I thought we'd be in right now. Not only in terms of getting 4 points in the two games, but also the way in which they're playing. They seem to be reactive to Benitez and what he wants. And I'm pretty content with how we've started this season so far. Go away to Brighton next week. You know, I'd be disappointed if we don't do a number on them as well. And I'm much more confident than I thought I'd be.
Mm. Yeah, just been settling, I think, the first two games. Like,
yeah.
You know, sort of went into that Southampton game thinking this season could become a bit of a catastrophe. And, you know, it's still could. You know, I think, you know, this is Everton, obviously, and we have still got Benitez in charge, and all the things that we were dreading over the summer and worried about over the summer are still there. But I think, like Dave said, you know, the players seem very, you know, willing to take on his methods. I think, like Linda said, we look more organised and just look like a more useful team. And I mean, the 20 minutes after half time were really encouraging for me today. Just looked very sensible, very sure about what we were doing, very tactically switched on. And through a combination of our centre forward missing a couple of chances and them scoring a really good goal to get back in it, we've not come away with the 3 points. And you know, I think when you go away from home and you get battered and you scab a draw, you know, I'm sure we've been absolutely peppered today. We've had two shots on target to score two. We all would have been absolutely buzzing. I would have been like, oh, you know, smash and grab, great that, get away from that. All would have been made up. And because we've been ahead twice, we've missed chances, we're all a little bit gutted. But I think in the long term, you want to be where we are now, really, than that sort of smash and grab. And I think to come away from that game and say we probably should have won it, really, is not a bad place to be. And 4 points after two games is absolutely fine. So yeah, I suppose we'll have to wait and see what happens at Brighton now. And you know, I'm sure if we lose there, we'll be plunged into crisis.
Oh, that's it. It's only ever one game at a time, isn't it? But yeah, I think the main thing for me is we've had two good second half performances there. Sorry, Dave, you're going to say something then?
I was going to say how good and how much pleasure did it take from Calvert-Lewin's celebration. I thought it was brilliant. But when he scores, it's a proper piss-boiling Jamie Vardy type of celebration, isn't it? And I'm here for that. I love all that. I love the way he just grabbed the back of his shirt, showed it off to the crowd, because he's obviously a Yorkshire lad, isn't he? He'll have loved sticking it to him then in that moment. And there's an hilarious, and I'll send it all to you after this. I don't know if anybody else has seen it. I'll put it on my Twitter as well if anyone wants to check it out. But there's a really, one of the funniest photos I've ever seen. There's Calvert-Lewin sort of pinching the back of his top as to show his back to the crowd. And there's this little old lady putting the finger up at him. And it's just, it is absolutely priceless. And I think it's brilliant. And it was just like, you know, I've been in awe of fans being back at stadiums, and I was concerned about today. I thought that we might have been overruled by it, but in the end, I was really impressed. It's a really good point we've got. We probably should have got more. Again, I'd have bit your hand off if you told me I'd be feeling this way after the game. So, it was just lovely to have a genuine away game. Do you know what I mean? Where you're celebrating, and it would have been just outstanding to be in that end, when celebrating an away goal. You know, you sort of cherish those moments, and I think we did a decent account of ourselves today. So I'm much more upbeat than I thought it'd be about this season.
Yeah, same. And dare I say that was one for the neutral today.
It was a cracking game.
It was a really good game. But yeah, you know, plus side, we've got 4 points out of two games, and Leeds fans aren't happy tonight, because they'll be pissed off about a lot of that game. But yeah, All good from me. Yeah, that's all for this post-match reaction. We'll be back in the week with the usual sub-weekly, weekly mailbag, kickabout, all that usual stuff. That's
Huddersfield as well. We've got about Huddersfield.
Huddersfield on Tuesday.
Yeah, me and Dave and Mosey are at that. So
you're all going to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can. Do you know what? I completely forgot because I've not got tickets for it. And that League Cup round two. Is it two?
Yeah. You hate the League Cup, don't you? Anyway,
that's always my game, man. Round two.
Oh, but if anyone's got a ticket, get in touch.
That was always my choice of away day, though.
Get in touch with us if you've got a spare ticket, and we'll get Les to Huddersfield for his game.
I appreciate it. That would be smashing. But yeah, we'll have to build up to Huddersfield, and then we'll do all that afterwards, the weekly and sub-weekly. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon. Up the Toffees. Have a good weekend.
In the heat of the moment, you're not just keeping it calm, you're keeping it cool, too. With an ice-cold cold brew. And not just any cold brew, but one that's slow steeped and mixed with brown sugar and molasses flavor. With a cold foam infused with brown sugar coolness and a cinnamon sugar sprinkle on top. That's keeping it calm, cool, and cold brewed. With Dunkin's new brown sugar cream cold brew, America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Sports Social Podcast Network.